You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 12. We're talking about pay attention to who is following you and connect with more viewers faster. And welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
Yes. Plus. And I'm Declan Oseguera. Exactly. I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we're your hosts for this 13-week journey. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yes, this is such a great episode to follow on from episode 11. If you haven't listened to that one, if you're just joining us, we welcome you to the TV talk show formula and encourage you to go back and listen to the other 11 episodes previous to this, specifically episode 11, because Declan, you were just talking about your adventures in Portugal.
Yes.
And it's kind of like that 80s song. I always feel like someone's watching me.
Yes. Now I have it in my head. I can hear it in my head.
I always feel like, don't sing, Donna. Somebody's watching me. Anyway.
Can't help it.
I know. Don't be stuck in your head to our listeners. So sorry. We're dating ourselves. Why is this important?
Because to become a person worth watching, you want to be continuously building and nurturing. Yes. The relationships with the audience that you want to serve. And to be able to nurture them, you have to pay attention to who they are and be able to speak the language. And we don't mean English or Portuguese in this case, but it's speaking to the struggles and the hopes and the dreams and the things
to their heart.
Yes, that's a faster way to say it. To their heart. Yes.
And not the beating thing that, but yeah, that other part of the other heart. Tell us about your story. You were beginning to talk about Instagram and how in a new country you're in on a different platform than usual. All these things are happening to you. You're living it as we speak. We're not only teaching this because we've done this before. We're not sharing the information, but you're living it. Tell us more.
Yes. So in the previous episode, I mentioned how I live in Portugal now, and I've been sharing my experience here and using short videos, right? From reels in particular, and some a little bit longer outside of that
because
minute 30.
We're going to get into, I just want to interject there, in a couple of weeks down the road.
We'll explain how these things work in more detail.
And there's different types. And so you're talking specifically about the short form.
Short form videos, yes. And so as I make these videos talking about my experience here and weaving in another area of expertise that I have that is around transformation work, I've been noticing an entirely new audience has been following me on Instagram specifically. And these are people who live in Portugal or Brazil, where Portuguese is the language. Brazil, yes, just, you know, two different, wildly different places. They're do share a language, The language is spoken very differently in both places, but here's what's interesting. I'm not speaking in Portuguese. It is because I'm in Portugal that they see that I'm here, and maybe the algorithms are showing my stuff because of my location. That's probably what's happening, but I'm finding people who do speak enough English that they're watching my videos and they're interested in what I'm talking about. So like what we were saying is it's speaking to their heart, to their interests, to who they are and what they're looking for. And it isn't English-speaking people primarily who are following me now. So my followers have grown. And this was, I will be honest, I couldn't have planned for that to happen, but I decided to test out what I do on that platform to see what happened. And so I'm paying attention, right? And now I can get a better sense of the kinds of profile of people. And Donna, you'll find this interesting. They're mostly women. Because we've talked off the show so far, we've talked about like who tends to follow us, and it's kind of surprising. And for me, it does tend to be women.
It's not who we look like or who we are.
No, exactly.
Our hearts are connecting.
Yes. So, and it is more men than I expect, but it's still like there's a pattern, even a global pattern. But knowing this helps me to know what to offer. And to that, I'm actually doing in-person workshops here in English, but it's Portuguese people who are interested in what I'm doing. And so this is how these things, you know, kind of connect and correlate. So
what we want you to know about this is that you can hone your messaging and build your audience by getting to know the first few viewers who engage with your videos. So Declan, how did you, as you were noticing who was following, who's watching, did that play into now where you, the evolution? If a viewer was to go to your socials, which are in our show notes, specifically Instagram, and they started going back to what month was that, month and year?
When I got here was September.
September 2022.
Yes.
So September 2022. You say, you know, we're dating this, but if you go to Instagram and start looking there, you'll see you showing up in Portugal, just starting.
Yes. And what I've done now, because I am learning Portuguese, right? But I'm not waiting until I speak it fluently to speak to these people. So I do start a lot of the videos by saying, bom dia, which is good day in Portuguese. And just that little bit tells them, oh, he cares about us. Yeah. He's making an effort, and I'm adding more words in. Yeah, but I know you're there. I know. And it's teaching the English speaking people some words in Portuguese, which is like a secondary point of mine that I'm making. But I am a little more geared towards, I know you're watching, and I'm here for you too. And even though we don't speak the same language yet exactly, you know, there's enough for us to get the message across, and I'm here for you even now. So it's really fun to have that, right?
Yeah, it's such a great thing that you're actually going through it now in a new country with a new audience, which just goes to show that what we're presenting, what we're suggesting, is it's universal. It doesn't matter where you are, that when you follow the formula, you'll get the results that you're looking for. You can get similar results in your business with your message.
Yes. And I think this is one little, I don't know how much time we have. Okay. One little caveat here is we have been saying to you to get really specific about who you think you want to talk to. And we stand by that. Sometimes, as we're experiencing with the stories I'm telling you right now, sometimes who we think we want to speak to may show up differently than we think, than we thought it would.
Yeah.
By way of these Portuguese speaking viewers, right? I never expected them to start paying attention to me, but they are. And so this allows me to kind of adjust my focus, but my primary audience still is English speaking audience. And it's not just Americans or in the United States, because I have followers from around the world, but I know that mostly they have been based in the United States. And so there's like these kind of two target markets that are emerging. They have a lot in common, but they have some different needs. And so this lets me kind of play to both audiences. But I would be foolish to not pay attention to the Portuguese speaking people, especially since I live here, right? And I could say, that's not who I want. That's not who I'm for. But that's not true, because what I do is for the people who are ready for this particular message, right?
And one is on Facebook and one is on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you grow, I mean, that just goes to say, pick one. We've been saying this whole week, pick one, start there, get good at your messaging, get good behind the camera, start seeing who is engaging. And then down the road, because you've been doing this for a while.
Yes. I'm not just starting. This is not my first time at this rodeo.
Right. If you think about spinning plates, I saw them in Beijing doing the spinning plates. If you think about that, you want to start with one plate, or if you juggle, you want to start with maybe two balls and then add three balls and four. So start start with something manageable. And we, again, we're going through these steps as we're living these steps. So make sure you subscribe to the TVTalkShowFormula.com. Never miss an episode. And if you ever want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at TVTalkShowFormula.info. And Declan, we got about 2.5 minutes. What do we want them to do?
Okay. So it's exactly what I've been sharing in this episode is playing I Spy with the viewers who begin to engage with your videos. And so like what I've been doing is as I see people who start following me, I click on their profile. Like, who is this person? Where are they? What can I learn about them?
Get curious.
Very curious. Yeah. Put your little detective hat on and just start to pay attention. And if you have access to seeing their profiles without taking the leap to friending them or following them back, you can sometimes see enough, right? Yeah. Just to get a sense of what are they posting. It's representative of who they are, their hopes, but their likes, their struggles, so that you can start to figure out how to speak to them, right? In your messaging. So this is what we think that you need to do. And so your action this week is that you're going to do an investigation of your social media accounts, whichever ones you're using, especially the primary account, which for me has been Facebook. Now Instagram is becoming, you know, more prominent for me, but Facebook is still my primary. Mm-hmm. Notice the comments, notice the likes or shares that you're seeing on your posts. I actually write down all the names of the people who follow the work that I do to see who are they.
There might not be anybody engaging. They'll be watching. There might not be that engagement. So we say you can also go to a similar influencer, someone who's doing, maybe somebody who inspires you. Take a look at what the comments are on those social pages. What are those struggles, aspirations, dreams, accomplishments?
Yes. So if you're a transformation coach and there's someone you follow who's a transformation coach, maybe it's your own coach if you have a coach, or you know someone you'd like to work with at some point, someone you admire, go to their page and notice what their followers are saying, who they are, what kinds of people they are.
Yep. And on that note, we're gonna have to wrap it up. It always goes so fast. Just there are 4 episodes this week. Unlock your message, activate magnetic attraction with every word. This one is episode 12. Pay attention to who's following you and connect with more viewers faster. It's our series, the TV Talk Show Formula. Signing off for this week, I'm Donna Cundy.
I am Declan O'Segara, and we thank you for listening and watching.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.